Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Across the ASEAN, only on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Across the ASEAN here in Money FM 89.3, and Indonesian stock markets, at least, are coming off a pretty solid second half in the month of May. But now we're starting to see that in the new month, the Jakarta Composite Index is starting to teeter and shake around that 6,000 level, perhaps something to do also with news of a concerning resurgence, at least, of COVID-19 cases and infections in some parts of the island of Java. Today on Money FM 89.3 on Across the ASEAN, we're joined by Mr. John Rachmat, who is a strategist at PT Pinnacle, to talk about how this might be playing into market sentiment and how this might be impacting his outlook for Indonesian markets as we head closer to the second half. Mr. Rachmat, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still in good health and safe during these uncertain times. And welcome back to the show, sir. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. Al.
All right. So, Mr. Rachmat, you know, it is quite concerning to see this, the recent resurgence, at least, or the uptick in COVID-19 cases in Indonesia. And it kind of happens also in parallel to some of these recent outbreaks we've seen in Malaysia and other parts of Asia and the world. Talk to us about how this might be impacting sentiment out in Indonesia with regards to Indonesian markets and how it might be impacting also your outlook for markets moving forward.
Right. So the Indonesian index has been powering ahead, actually, since last quarter of 2020 until maybe about the late January, early February time. And then it actually suffered another correction until about 2 weeks ago when it went up from around 5,900 level to over 6,100 level. Now, that latest uptick was really driven by market assumption that Indonesia would actually be spared the worst of the COVID problems. Now, what happened in Malaysia before the big increase in infection happened in Indonesia too. So, you know, millions of people migrating home during the Eid al-Fitri Muslim holiday, and there were a lot of religious activities done on mass basis, you know, thousands of people praying together, or even filling the tourism places. So there are a lot of video clips circulating in social media showing thousands and thousands of people, you know, congregating in tourism places like the Ancol beach in North Jakarta, or the zoo, or, you know, some other tourist attraction. So similar thing happened in Malaysia. Now, then Malaysia had this big increase in infection. Whereas in Indonesia, about after 2 weeks of the Muslim holiday, nothing happened. You know, there is no big increase in infection. So the market assumed, maybe Indonesia, for some reason, is spared the worst of this COVID spike. And hence, 2 weeks ago, the index started to, run up strongly on the back of that assumption. But I would say that assumption is very irresponsible because, you know, I'm not exactly sure why that happened, but the same thing happened last year. If you remember, when the whole world actually was already fixated with the news of this new pandemic around January 2020, the Indonesian authorities at the time were very insistent that there was no COVID infection. And it was only like in March before the first infection was acknowledged, so, you know, 2 months after the rest of the world was focusing on this issue. Now, why Indonesia had this slow spread, I'm not sure, but it happened before. And so now what we are seeing is that a few localities are reporting very big increases. So Bandung in West Java, Kudus in Central Java, and also Bangkalan in Madura Island are seeing big spikes in infection. The bed occupancy ratio has exceeded 90% in this location. Now, back in 18th of May, the Minister of Health actually warned some local government because they seem to be deliberately reducing the number of testing done in order to keep their area in the green zone. Mm-hmm. And the Minister of Health was saying that, you know, this is a very dangerous thing to do during a pandemic. Well, you can actually try to manipulate the statistics, but what you cannot manipulate is actually, you know, the number of people flooding the hospital and the number of people dying. Mm-hmm. So as these regions one by one would start reporting these real numbers, the real suffering in the field, then I think people will, investors will realize that that basic assumption that somehow Indonesia is spared the worst of the renewed COVID wave is actually a wrong assumption.
Yeah, and it's very interesting. It's also very concerning because about a month or two ago, it was reported that many of the healthcare workers in Jakarta who received the Sinovac vaccine actually reduced their hospitalization rates to near zero, and thus indicating that maybe the vaccination drive in Indonesia is picking up for the most part. Do you think that this is something we're going to have to watch out for when assessing Indonesian markets and the economy moving forward, whether or not these vaccination rates, which have improved in fairness to in Indonesia, if this is going to be enough to combat these new waves? Is this the new moment of truth of this for both Indonesia's economy and markets?
Well, you know, in the beginning of 2021, I was at that time quite bullish about Indonesian equities too, because we have a new Minister of Health who is very science-driven and very management-oriented in approaching problems. So, you know, at the time, we were pretty hopeful that the targeted 70% of the adult population of Indonesia will be vaccinated by maybe around March next year. So that was the initial assumption. But of course, we know what happened later. India suffered a really, really bad, you know, renewed wave of COVID. So they had to say, I'm so sorry, you know, I know I signed contracts to supply you with vaccines, but we need it for ourselves. Mm-hmm. So all those contracts to receive vaccines from India just gone like that. And so the number of vaccination that is happening right now is only like less than 200,000 doses a day. So somebody made the calculation that if you want to continue at this pace, Indonesia will take 4 years, you know, for that target of 70% of the adult population being vaccinated. So if you ask about market outlook, about economic outlook and so on, it really is down to this vaccination rate.
Mm-hmm.
Because frankly, I've lost hope about Indonesian population, you know, adhering to health protocols and so on. The government has been imploring them for years, basically, to adhere to these protocols, but they just got ignored.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing to pull out the country out of this mess is the vaccination. But, you know, given the what the problem is happening with India, I think Indonesia really have to look to China and hope that China will be able to supply Indonesia with, you know, the missing vaccine.
Right. We're still speaking to Mr. John Rachmat, strategist at PT Pinnacle here and across the ASEAN to talk about the concerning resurgence, at least, of some COVID-19 cases in some of Indonesia's key regions. Now, despite vaccinations, these rising rates, once again, infection rates, Mr. Rachmat, economic officials, for the most part, are still holding out for a better 2021. And some of Indonesia's officials think that GDP could still grow by more than 6%. But taking into account everything we just talked about, how realistic are these targets now based on what we're seeing?
So that 6-7% economic growth was actually projected for the second quarter period.
Okay.
And we have to remember that second quarter 2020 was the depth of recession caused by this pandemic. So there is a base year effect because second quarter last year was very low. So given that, and also given that right now, there is no stringent lockdown in place in Indonesia. So basically, the business as usual. For example, you know, the provincial government of Jakarta is now mulling the possibility of imposing again this traffic restriction of odd and even days. So your car can only drive during, you know, the same odd or even as your registration numbers. That is only necessary when the traffic jams are appearing again, you know, which is totally not what the health protocols would suggest happen. So because there is no stringent lockdown until now, and this is now we are getting near the middle of June, so it is quite possible that the second quarter might actually deliver, you know, somewhere between 6-7% economic growth. But for the full year projection, which is 4.5% to 5.5%, that projection, in my opinion, is a lot more doubtful because once the renewed wave of COVID happened, it has not happened yet. So there are millions of people in Indonesia who still do not believe it's going to happen and, you know, continue to ignore it and totally do not practice any health protocols because they think that's just nonsense. So once that actually happened, and once then either local governments or the central government are forced to actually impose some degree of lockdown. When that happens, then the economic growth projection will go haywire.
All right. Mr. Rachmat, so how is this now outlook affecting your outlook for Indonesian markets in the second half of the year? You did say at the start of 2020 when you were rather bullish. Of course, these are very big developments at the moment. How has this perhaps potentially altered your stance, if it has at all, for the second half?
So it really depends on how bad the second, you know, renewed COVID wave will be. I do not see any reason why it should not be as bad or even worse than what we saw in Malaysia, for example. In proportionate number, of course, because Indonesia's population is much bigger than Malaysia's population.
Mm-hmm.
But proportionately, it's actually much worse than what happened in Malaysia. Then the index would easily, you know, decline another 20-25% from the current level of 6,100 points. And how fast that will rebound again, like I said, will depend on the vaccination rate, because without that very strong in a vaccination phase, then the damage to economy caused by the necessary lockdown will disappear.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. We'll have to leave it at that, though. I'd like to thank Mr. John Rachmat, the strategist at PT Pinnacle, for joining today on Across the ASEAN to talk about the outlook for Indonesian markets heading into the second half of the year. As always, Mr. Rachmat, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these very uncertain times. And we look forward to the next time we can have you back on the show. Meanwhile, try to have a great Wednesday, sir, and may you have a great week ahead.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ong.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.